pandemic within the pandemic of people putting on weight. We knew the plant would help in and of itself, but just like our other products, we always like to add an herb or two that kind of nudges that whole plant CBDA in the right direction. So when you combine the goji berries and the gymnema along with the whole plant CBDA with all the other cannabinoids that are present, it's probably the best thing that's out there, that regulating blood sugar, decreasing those sweet cravings, and without side effects.
Welcome to the Miracle Plant Podcast, the show that inspires, promotes, and gives you a daily dose of inspiration from the people who have used cannabis to change their lives in extraordinary ways. Here's your host, Justin Benton.
Welcome back to the Miracle Plant Podcast, where we discuss this miracle plant with so many names and how it's helping people in so many extraordinary ways around the world. Today, we're going to talk about weight management and weight loss. There's been some surveys and studies out there that people have put on between 19 and 29 pounds since COVID broke out in March of 2020. More people not exercising as much or going to the gym as much, and maybe emotional eating or Netflix and chill with a bag of chips and ice cream. And that in and of itself is a pandemic. The way that people have put on excess weight, either just by coping or stress eating or whatever it is, that we need to get Americans and people around the world to get back into that pre-March 2020 shape. And we have just released a brand new product at the CBD West Expo, where we won best tincture, called Trim X. And we want to talk about how it works so people have a better understanding of how this particular product helps people lose weight. And we also want to talk about the benefits of the whole plant raw CBDA and how that will help people lose weight as well in and of itself. So today we have back on the panel here on Clubhouse for the Miracle Plant Podcast, of course, our producer and co-host, Dan, along with my mom, Janet, and Latara is joining us after her wedding nuptials out there in Las Vegas. So I wanted to get started with handing the mic to my mom, Janet, and so she can talk a little bit more about how Trim-X was designed and how it works, so people have a very intellectual understanding of how this miracle plant works with these two ancient plants that have been used for thousands of years to help people, curb appetites and sugar cravings and even alcohol cravings, which is a lot of the same similar craving, which is from the sugar in the alcohol. So with no further ado, Mom, let's hear about Trim-X.
Well, I am so excited about Trim-X. It's always important when you come up with a product that addresses a massive problem in a country. And so we started with autism and all kinds of other stress, anxiety, sleep, and pain. But as Justin mentioned, during the pandemic, there was a huge percent of weight loss, I think average at least 20 pounds per person. And then the other problem behind that, though, is in America, the statistics are between 30 and 40% of Americans are clinically obese. And so that's just not your little bit chubby tummy or something. That's huge, impacts your whole health. Causes all kinds of other health problems. And we also have a huge rates of like diabetes and things like that, and all kinds of metabolic diseases. We often hear about metabolic syndrome, in which people, their blood sugar isn't doing well. You can usually identify it because they are the ones that your stomach kind of gets enlarged and you can't lose that weight related to stress and different things. So the CBDA can help with like the stress and sleep and anxiety that leads to overeating. But the Trim-X goes beyond that and actually addressing some of the more base causes. And so as Justin mentioned, the first product that's been added to our Trim-X is Gymnema. And kind of an odd name. But there's a ton of research in PubMed and all the real peer-reviewed journals about Gymnema. It's been studied for quite a while. And it is very important. It starts right in your mouth when you eat anything that's sugar-based. And by the way, as Justin mentioned, alcohol, sugar, and then also highly processed foods all fit into that same category of things that affect our sugar levels and cause weight gain. And so I think we have a huge increase, I think, too, in fast food with all the deliveries we've all been getting during the pandemic. So again, too, the gymnema starts with right in your mouth when you first eat sugar, because it literally interferes with the sugar taste buds in our tongue. So we know we can taste salt and different things, but we also have the taste buds that focus on sugar. And so by kind of shutting down the strength of those receptors, if you're eating chocolate, it might now still be kind of interesting, but it's not going to taste the same. Or if you eat some candy or cake or other things, you're not going to get that sweet taste. And then a lot of what makes us overeat sugar things is because it tastes good. And so you take away that taste, then also you do that. And also the cravings we get for sugars often relate back to the taste. So that very first step of making things not taste as sweet is a huge step. And then besides the taste, even when you eat a lot of sugar or drink a lot of alcohol or eat a lot of, you know, highly processed foods, the gymnema also functions in our small intestine, and that's where the sugars are absorbed. And it literally, again, there too interferes with full absorption of the sugars. And so if you eat a lot of sugary things, the full amount of it is not going to get into your bloodstream. And so again, too, it keeps you from having all those extra calories, and also the effects on our body of a lot of sugar. And if you studied sugar at all, you know when we eat really sweet things, immediately our body, our pancreas, sends out insulin to bring that blood sugar down because it wants everything balanced. But if you've had a lot of sugar, it can't do that. And the insulin also tends to overcorrect. And so you end up with low blood sugar then as it gets rid of too much sugar. And so you get in this yo-yo effect where you eat sugar, then your blood sugar drops, so you crave more sugar. And so you eat more sugar, then you crave it again. And so again, too, just that whole cycle of craving more and more sugar ongoing, the gymnema also interferes with that. And just as a personal experience, I don't eat sugar. My body doesn't really like it. But we did a lot of testing just with people and our brand ambassadors and people while we were developing this and with other people. And so I tried it myself, and I actually ate 4 candy bars, and I was waiting. I usually get hypoglycemia, so I was waiting to get sweaty and irritable and then fall asleep. And so I waited literally 3 hours waiting for something to happen, and nothing did, which was just like a miracle for me. And so again, too, the gymnema is responsible for that, that it literally limits how much of that sugar actually got into my system. And I certainly had no more cravings for sugar after that either. So again, too, this, that one very... those big functions of taking away the taste, the sweetness, and then not absorbing it all does a huge step forward in dealing with all the sugar and fast foods and alcohols that all break down into sugars. And so the gymnema, again, too, is adding a huge amount of benefit to the product. And then the second infusion that we added to the product is the... Lyceum barbarum, or we call it goji berries. Most people know it as goji berries. And it kind of carries on the same work that the original gymnema starts with. And the goji berries focus more on that metabolic syndrome I talked about, which is just so common. You see a lot of ads on TV, in fact. And it relates then to diabetes, especially type 2 diabetes. And in fact, I believe metformin, which is a drug they often prescribe for type 2 diabetes, where you haven't really moved to the full level. They got that whole idea from studying the herb, which is really common where they get many of their pharmaceutical ideas. And so one thing people always want to know, for one thing, the goji berries are very safe. There's a lot of good studies to show they have a great safety profile. And they've been used and studied in areas like hypoglycemia, again, too, that's where your blood sugar drops too low. But the weight loss is one of the major focuses we looked at with that, too. And they've done studies where they compared people taking, you know, just a small amount of the goji berries with people who didn't, and on high-fat diets. And then at the end, the people who were taking the goji berries lost more weight and lost more inches around their waist. And I don't know about men, but for women, not having a chubby tummy is a huge deal. And so it showed up that it literally did, you know, with no other changes in diets, the goji berries literally helped the people lose weight, and especially from your stomach, which is one of the harder areas to lose weight. And there's been other studies, too, that they've done it where they've lost more body weight. Another study showed it worked really well with people with too much cholesterol, with high cholesterol. And in those studies, too, the people who took the goji berries versus people who didn't, actually their cholesterol levels dropped down, and which is another huge area. And so overall, it also works with your pancreas. We have a little area of the pancreas called the Isles of Langerhans that actually produces insulin. And the goji berries is able to help add nutrition to that area and help balance blood sugar and increase insulin production. So again, too, this might be a lot of different things, but altogether, you have two amazing herbs that really add just to the basic things that we already have with CBDA, the anti-inflammatory and antioxidant, and the homeostasis or balancing of things like our blood sugar, and also helping with stress and anxiety. But the goji berry and the gymnema add huge benefits just focusing on weight loss and focusing on, again, to getting rid of that tendency toward type 2 diabetes. And we can never say that it's a medicine or whatever, but just the studies show very clearly that it assists with that. And we have worked with many people. One of my other favorite stories in our test subjects was someone who had, who didn't usually drink much, had drank quite a bit of alcohol and had cake before bed. And she took it after she even got home. And the next morning didn't have a hangover or didn't feel like that fuzzy head you can get from drinking too much or from having too much sugar. And so we had different people had different reactions. And many people, too, that tend to have cravings for sweetness. And you often see that toward the end of the day, our circadian rhythms are kind of dropping. And so they would crave sugar. Or some people have different times, like after you eat a big lunch, if it has a lot of carbohydrates in it, the same thing happens where your blood sugar starts to drop afterward because of the overproduction of insulin. So you crave sugary things after you've eaten a big meal. And also, like again, too, at night, it's very common, especially among most of the women I know. Like I, for instance, can't keep sugar in the house just because I might start to crave it. But anyway, so the people in our trial group who tried it, the cravings just weren't there. And that's just unbelievable because that's another huge area that leads to a lot of weight gain. You use all of your energy and you're going to not eat sugar and your motivation is high during the day. But at night, as we kind of wind down, those cravings come back. And so the fact that it did stop those cravings was huge too. And so we're very, very, very excited. As I said, being overweight is a huge issue in this country. Having type 2 and type 1 diabetes is another increasing area in this country. And so having something that works in those areas, and I won't say it's like a healer or a cure, but at least works in those areas to help people eat a better diet and control cravings, is just a huge step forward. And we're just so excited to hear stories from our customers who try it. Back to you.
Yeah, well, thanks for that. And, you know, as you can tell, we put a lot of research and a lot of study. You know, we've been developing this product for, I would say, almost a year. Trying to understand how can we best help people in this area. And one of the, again, you know, we got into this because we were looking for a cure, an answer, the answer to our prayers for our son. And, you know, when we just started at little.org, 101cbd.org, to just kind of pay it forward and teach people what we had learned and give them access to the same products, even as ambitious to reach 1 billion people by 2025. And, you know, my vision is that people will be growing it in their backyard and, juicing it themselves and just developing a relationship with the plant. But when we started, you know, we just put up a sign on one of our office suites that was empty and people started coming. And one of the first people that started coming was this veteran named Gilbert, and real, gregarious, happy, talkative guy would come in, and he had saw a documentary on, I think it was called The Miracle Plant. And, he was coming in for pain. He had been in some war combat, and he had, I believe, had some shrapnel still in his body, and he just had had chronic pain for decades. And he wanted to try our product, and it was basically overnight for him that he had lived with, you know, 8 out of 10, 9 out of 10 pain, and he just lived with it. And then when he tried our products, it was basically overnight, is what he said, that he no longer had any pain. And so that, and he was so excited, and he'd always come back every couple of weeks to talk and get more product, and was just thrilled to not live in pain anymore. And then I remember he came back one time and said he had got his checkup at the VA, and they said that they were curious what he had changed in his lifestyle, if he had been exercising or diet or, you know, whatever. And he said, well, no, all I'm doing is taking the CBD oil for pain. It works great. And they said, well, your sugar levels, your glucose and insulin and all the AC1s and 2s that they measure are great. And, you know, in fact, I think he wasn't even diagnosed with type 2 diabetes anymore. And you know, that was the first time that I had heard of, you know, again, this plant, which regulates the endocannabinoid system in our bodies, which regulate all other systems. When you have a fully supplemented endocannabinoid system, it regulates all other systems, including the endocrine and hormones and all of that. And so that was my first exposure to how this amazing plant can help regulate blood sugar. And so that was the beginning, and the seed was planted many years ago. And, you know, when we saw this pandemic within the pandemic of people putting on weight, that we knew the plant would help in and of itself. But just like our other products, we always like to add an herb or two that kind of nudges that whole plant CBDA in the right direction. So when you combine the goji berries and the gymnema along with the whole plant CBDA with all the other cannabinoids that are present, it's a real powerful solution. And it, you know, it's probably the best thing that's out there as far as what's effective at regulating blood sugar, effective at decreasing those sweet cravings, and without side effects. A plant that is always constantly helping our bodies intuitively solve the biggest problems. Like many people will come to us for pain, stress, or sleep, and, you know, because they heard from a friend that we have this great product that worked for them. And so they come to us for one of those top three reasons. But then after using the product and experiencing the product, they'll see that, you know, when you take the CBD, you may be taking it for pain, like Gilbert was. But immediately, our bodies are this incredible machine, right, of brain and body and circuitry and, you know, complexity built over millions of years, that it will know intuitively what is wrong. And so it might notice that, you know, your liver or your kidneys are not operating at a efficient level to detoxify and clean out the processed foods or the toxins, the environmental pesticides, heavy metals. It could take days or even weeks to see, you know, pain relief from severe issues like shrapnel left in your body. But the body has its own priority schedule that knows what needs to be fixed first. And then when people go in for their blood work with their doctor or their health practitioner, that's when the proof is in the pudding. As we've heard on here with Connie, who's a brand ambassador, you know, her daughter is a nurse and was not believing in this whole CBD thing and this whole cannabis thing. And so she didn't believe until she saw the blood work of her mom. And when she saw the blood work of her mom, she said, "Mom, you've got the blood work of a woman in her 30s and Connie is in her 70s. So again, it's an incredible combination. You know, why we have this podcast, the Miracle Plant Podcast, is because we want to get these stories out. We want to get this education out, you know, and with the help from Dan and PodConnects it is one of the few platforms that are out there that allow us to share these stories, to share this education. And so if you or a loved one is struggling in this area, we would love for you to try this product for itself or reach out to us. And you can go to the website 101cbd.org and just look in the products for the TrimX. And there's videos there and there's more information. And you, if you have any questions, you can actually talk directly to my mom if you go to askjanet.org. And she has some Zoom and phone call meetings that you can set up with her to go further in depth on any subject, really. And it's all free. So again, that is our mission, to pay it forward and continue to educate by video education seeds products to reach that 1 billion people by 2025. So there's my little speech. But Dan, did you have anything to add? I'm sure you probably learned a couple things here on this whole TrimX.
It's really cool that you're able to do that with just one of the many benefits of that of TrimX. That's really sort of an interesting approach to helping people lose weight. And I'm for one really want to test that out, because I like most people have a weakness when it comes to certain foods, and that would be great if it didn't taste as good. Not all the time.
Yeah, and I'll jump in too. Yeah, so again too, we don't want to like have no pleasure left in your life. I will add, with chocolate though, the healthy chocolates are the ones that are 70-80% dark chocolate, where there's not hardly any sugar in there. And so like a Hershey bar doesn't really count as a healthy chocolate. And it also has to be raw to be a good antioxidant, which is what it adds to it, isn't it? The chocolate adds, it's a strong antioxidant, which actually the CBD is too, but it's fun. But besides this, the weight loss, again, too, the cravings relate to sugar. And it's just unbelievable how many products that we eat. I just was reading a study where in Germany, they make sausages out of meat products. And in America, they make sausages out of meat products and they add sugar. And so there's sugar in 5 or 6 types of sugars almost in every product that we make here in America, especially from the major food people. And so like in some yogurt, you might have 7 different types of sugar. And in your potato chips, there's sugar. And in obviously in your bread, but they've put sugar in everything because they know it's very, very addictive. And so there's just in the fast food, it's just full of sugar and other additives that make it incredibly addictive. And so my hope is that it will also help people realize that they don't have that craving for the fast foods, because I think besides all the sugar and candy, people think when they're eating their McDonald's burgers or anybody's burgers, a fast food burger or something, that might not be great, but it's not that bad. But there's the sugar in there that's also having you come back to have more of it. So it's more than just candy and sugar. Pretty much everything that we sell that comes from a major manufacturer that isn't labeled like organic or non-GMO or anything like that is going to be full of really bad sugars. So it's not just a matter of avoiding the sweets. And you just can't emphasize enough too the side effects of being overweight in terms of your limited activities and the people that end up with knee surgery because of the extra pressure or the places they can't go because they're overweight. And you just see it if you're on airplanes much lately. Just more and more people are getting overweight, and it's not because they lack willpower or they're weak or whatever. It's because the foods, they've found ways to make them so addictive, every one of them, and not never the good foods, the healthy foods, but just the processed foods that people, it's really, really hard. I mean, it's almost impossible, which is why people try to lose weight quickly with this diet or that diet, and they always go back to another diet to try. But you have to look at the base problem, which is the foods that we're eating. And sometime I'd like to do a show on basic nutrition or whatever, and my recommendations that I often give to people I work with to help with weight loss for people that are interested in that. But no, again, too, so nothing is like an end-all, be-all for everything, but I'm very, very excited about the TrimX and that we finally have something that will address the weight loss issues. And again, too, the CBD is still always going to help you with your stress and anxiety and inflammation and other things that lead to overeating. But adding those extra ingredients, I believe, was a big step forward. So I can't wait to have everybody try it and give us feedback. It's like I say, it's one of the most exciting products I think we've been introduced since the basic CBDA.
Okay, I had a quick question, Janet. So for me, with my weight loss, I struggle. I don't know. It's between the fatigue of having multiple sclerosis and then also having hypothyroidism. So I will lose weight and then gain it right back. And then I'll lose weight and I'll gain it right back. So with me already taking, I take Boost to help me with energy. And then I take Alleviate to help me with pain and inflammation in my body. So what would you suggest the best way to incorporate the Trim X into, you know, like what type of like regimen should I use all three? Like, what do you suggest with regards to me adding it and being able to take it consistently to help manage my weight?
I would recommend definitely before dinner, like an hour before dinner. So you give it time to work. And then also it depends upon what you're eating. So some people start their, like the healthiest way to start your morning is with like nice pure water and some freshly juiced organic fruit and vegetables. But a lot of people don't have time or don't do that. And so if your typical breakfast is pastries or muffin and coffee or things like that, which do upset your blood sugar, then in that case, it would be good to take it an hour before you, as soon as you get up, before you eat breakfast. And because you see a tumbling down effect or whatever, like dominoes, that if you start with a sugary breakfast, and coffee also can affect blood sugar overall, especially the coffees we drink from Starbucks, which again are full of sugar. And so then it starts that whole thing of blood sugar dropping too low, craving sugar, dropping too low, craving sugar. And so if you start with a sugary breakfast, I would definitely take an hour before and switch to a different breakfast. So you don't have that cascade then throughout the day. But if your breakfast is good and not full of sugar, then you could look at your lunch as a lunch, the time that you eat fast food or crave bad food. And so each person's kind of different that way. And then in general, a lot of people by the end of the day, they're eating too much sugar or their dinner. And so kind of take it like an hour before your weakest times of day. And then for a lot of people, the weakest time of their day is, like I say, toward evening. So it's after, like a couple hours after they eat. And so then you would just know, like I talked to a lady, her craving was always at 9 o'clock at night when she got the kids to bed and she just was sitting here. Now it's time to eat my sugar. And so again, just starting it in the beginning of the day is a good idea, but also know your points, your weakness points of when you tend to overeat the sugar, and just take it an hour before that to head that off.
Okie dokie. I got it. Thank you so much.
You bet.
Well, if with no further ado, I hope everyone learned a lot about this new TrimX product and more specifically that understands how our bodies work and what our triggers are and how things we can put things in place and replace things and add things to our regimen to help us accomplish our health goals, because you know we have it's a holistic healing that works for our bodies, and that's what we preach, and that's how our products are made, which is the whole plant, which is an entirety of a system. And part of that system is, you know, the five pillars we always talk about is drinking lots of clean water, you know, half your body weight in ounces every day, and make sure it's good clean water, like something like Fiji or reverse osmosis or distilled, or even natural spring water if you have access to it, is one pillar. The other pillar is you are what you eat, staying away from the processed foods and the processed sugars, eating whole plants, whole foods, and really staying diligent like that. Food is your medicine. And of course, incorporating those hemp supplements or raw hemp in your backyard if you have access to it. And then the third pillar is sleep. You know, the best way to recharge and rejuvenate your body is by getting a good night's sleep, which we all know this miracle plant helps our bodies and brains. I got, I think, 8 or 9 last night, which was just amazing to sleep through the night for 8 or 9 hours. And I know it's because of this miracle plant helping me along with those other pillars. The other pillar is exercise. And I know none of this is like groundbreaking, but you know, you need to figure out some way to get at least 20 minutes of exercise in every day if you can. If you do get exercise in the morning, you get your metabolism up and running for in your brain and your body, So even if it's a 20-minute walk in the morning, or stretching, or yoga, that is definitely part of the holistic. And the final one is mindfulness. And so that is the meditation that you be combined with yoga. We have yoga on the beach for free here on the beach next to our store in Ventura, California, held by yoga instructor Laura Singer. She does it on Tuesdays and Fridays at 9:30 a.m. If you're in the area of Ventura, California, come on down and get in a good yoga. And the meditation and the prayer and the silence and the intentional, planning out your day or planning out your life, these are the five pillars of holistic healing. And so we hope you learned something today. We hope you can pass this, forward this podcast on to someone who you think would love to learn about all these exciting topics that we discussed, and make sure that you give us a review if you can, because at the reviews are how the search engines and the Apples and all of that for the podcast get found by more people who are looking for solutions. And at the end of every podcast, every Miracle Plant show, we say heal the world, because that is our mission here at the Miracle Plant Podcast and 101CBD.org and 101Hemp.org. is to heal the world, and we want to send that energy out. So let's unmute our mics, and on the count of three, we'll say heal the world, so that energy will be out there for those people that are looking for hope, that are looking for a solution, just like we were for our son and his severe neurological diagnosis. So on the count of three, let's say heal the world. 1, 2, 3.
Heal the world!
All right, everybody, thanks for coming by to the Miracle Plant Podcast. Be sure to tune in next week, live on Clubhouse, 10 a.m. Pacific, and we'll discuss this miracle plant and how it's helping people in an extraordinary way.
Thanks for listening to today's show. To check out more great cannabis podcasts, go to podconnects.com. Here's a preview of one of our other shows.
99.9% of our DNA is identical. It's a 0.1% that truly makes us different and unique. And that's what the show is about. Find out that 0.1% about your favorite guests. Find out what music they like, their first cannabis experience, and even what their room looked like growing up. But more importantly, or as important, their journey. Learn what makes them unique on Everything Is Personal.